This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Survivors dig by hand after an Afghanistan earthquake causes havoc and tragedy. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
The Taliban and the international community that fled their takeover are struggling to bring help to the disaster's victims. State media reporting Wednesday's quake killing 1,000 people at least. In the first independent count, the United Nations Office for Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says around 770 people had been killed in Paktika and Khost provinces. Under a leaden sky, men dig a line of graves in one village as they try to lay the dead to rest quickly in line with Muslim tradition. I'm Charles de la Desma.
It's not clear how the death tolls were arrived at, given the difficulties of accessing and communicating with the affected villages tucked into remote mountainsides. The U.S. Supreme Court has issued a major ruling for gun rights. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
The High Court has struck down a restrictive New York law that requires people to show a particular need for carrying a gun in order to get a license for carrying one in public. In a 6-3 ruling, the justices said that violates the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. It's the court's first major gun decision in more than a decade, and one that's expected to ultimately let more people legally carry guns in the nation's biggest cities. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The ruling comes as U.S. lawmakers in Congress are actively working on gun legislation following recent mass shootings in Texas, New York, and California. For more on these or any of the news of the day, please visit us at voanews.com or you can download our mobile app. This is VOA News. European Union leaders agreed Thursday to grant candidate status to Ukraine and Moldova in a show of support in the face of Russia's war, EU Chief Charles Michel said. Michel wrote on Twitter during a summit in Brussels, quote, "Our future is together," end quote. The move sets the two ex-Soviet nations at the start of a years-long path towards joining the bloc that entails major reforms and protracted negotiations. Ukraine applied to become an EU candidate in a bid to cement its place in history in Europe just days after Moscow launched its devastating invasion. Water levels are slowly receding Thursday in major rivers in Bangladesh as flood hit northeast, bringing hopes of relief to millions of Bangladeshis. But woes continued in India's northeast, where 5.5 million people remained affected. Officials say up to 78 people have died in floods and 17 others in landslides in India. At least 42 monsoon-related deaths have been recorded in Bangladesh since last month, when floods began ravaging parts of the two South Asian countries, forcing millions to take shelter away from their homes. United States health officials have ordered vaping company Juul to pull its electronic cigarettes from the U.S. market. It's the biggest blow yet to the embattled company that is widely blamed for sparking a surge in teen vaping. The announcement Thursday by the Food and Drug Administration is part of a sweeping regulatory review of e-cigarettes, which faced little regulation until recently. Since last fall, the FDA has green-lighted a few e-cigarettes that account for a tiny share of the vaping market. A quick-thinking swimming coach prevented tragedy at the World Championships in a dramatic rescue. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Artistic swimmer and two-time Olympian Anita Alvarez lost consciousness and slipped to the bottom of the pool after completing her solo free final at the World Aquatics Championships in Budapest on Wednesday. Her coach, Olympic medalist Andrea Fuentes, dove in fully clothed to pull the 25-year-old swimmer to safety. Fuentes told a Spanish radio outlet that when she noticed something was wrong, she shouted at the lifeguards, but they didn't seem to understand, and the few seconds that passed before she jumped in felt like an hour. Alvarez was not breathing when she was rescued, but Fuentes says the swimmer is doing well after getting some water in her lungs. The coach compared swimming to other endurance sports, saying, "We push through limits, and sometimes we find them." U.S. Artistic Swimming tells the AP the swimmer has been evaluated by medical staff and will continue to be monitored. I'm Jennifer King.
And recapping our top story, United States health officials have ordered vaping company Juul. I apologize. Afghan villagers rush to bury the dead while others are digging by hand through the rubble of their homes in search of survivors of a powerful earthquake. By remote, Diane Roberts.